We were home yesterday for a very important cause. At least we take it very seriously, and we got very fortunate. The weather was spectacular, and we raised a lot of money for the Children's Foundation, Detroit PAL, the Children's Center, and Variety, the Children's Charity of Detroit. And we support the programs that impact the lives of 55,000 youth. A guy who's been helping out the last few years with his team is the Children's Foundation CEO, Larry Burns, who I saw yesterday without a bow tie, and I wasn't sure it was him. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Paul. You should know today I have a bow tie on, getting ready for some meetings today, but I look more like myself than yesterday, but what a great day we had.
It was a great day. It was a lot of work from a lot of people, but I hope they're feeling that tiredness today that is attached to something that people work really hard on, that's really important, and it's a big accomplishment. So there's a weariness or a tiredness that also feels really good. And I salute your folks from the Children's Foundation, Kate Kesner, Doug Farrick, Carrie Rajewski, and Jill Nelson. I don't know if I got Carrie's last name right. Am I close to that?
You're close. She's okay with that.
Okay. Yep. And then from Campbell Marketing, who've been with us basically from the beginning, Melissa Bunker, Melanie Knoll, and Barb McAllister. And we always learn things each year and things that we can do to improve it. But the good news is through it all, through even the doing all the current COVID-19 safety protocols, outdoor dinner, all that sort of stuff, or heavy hors d'oeuvres, call it what you will, we still raised a lot of money, Larry.
We raised a lot of money. We raised $456,000 net, meaning that's going directly to your four charities. And the need has never been greater, as you well know. And one of the most rewarding parts of your tournament is the camaraderie between the four charities. There's no competition. We are all in it together. We're all friends, and you are a big part of that. So that in itself is an accomplishment.
Well, it's very nice that it's nice of you to say, but very nice that they all are in this together and understand that there is strength in numbers, and we have added strength with what started out as our Detroit PAL fundraiser, and then they had their own fundraising going on with their own guy in charge of fundraising and all of that, and sometimes we found ourselves almost competing with each other, so I decided we ought to split it up a little bit and help as many people as we can, and by adding the Children's Foundation, your Children's Foundation, the Children's Center, and Variety, the Children's Charity of Detroit, we now are helping about 55,000 kids a year. That's awe-inspiring.
Yeah, that number's growing because we're doing things throughout the year together with the Children's Center, Variety, PAL. We brought in First Tee with some of those that want to use golf as a way to mentor kids, and a lot of this partnership would not occur if you didn't bring those groups together. So the money's extremely important, but the camaraderie and the partnership is equally important sometimes for the future.
Well, it's a great event, as it turns out. I'm too close to it and too involved to judge it as a great event or not great event. Most of the time, I'm just praying that it's not going to rain again, and it did not. It was a beautiful day of golf, camaraderie, outdoor dining, all the things that are still out there to meet all the current COVID-19 safety protocols. And we had very close to 300, about 280 or so, I'm told, civic, business, and community representatives. Some of our celebrities from WJR, like Ann Thomas and Edmund, her husband, Barrister Battersby, our official barrister, Dana Clark and her husband, Trevor, that we see on television on Fox Sports, Steve Courtney, I shouldn't have started, Chris Renwick, Brian, if Ann tells you other names, tell me and I'll pass them along. But a variety of our WJR personalities helping out. We appreciate that. Hey, we are going to do a broadcast for another one of your charities. You have so many now under your auspices. Tell me, I guess the music's playing. We're about to run out of time. Tell me about First Tee. We're doing a broadcast for that coming up.
We are next Monday at Detroit Golf Club in partnership with the Van Hogen Foundation, raising money using golf for First Tee Greater Detroit. You'll be there, and we're not going to have as many people as yesterday, but it's our first one, and we're going to try to follow your lead, Paul.
Well, we're going to help you in any way that we can, and glad we'll be broadcasting there a week from yesterday, this coming Monday. It's busy times. And good times. That'll be that First Tee broadcast. We'll tell you more about that. And thank you, Larry Burns, to you and your team for all the help. We do appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you, Paul and Kim, for all you both do.